Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Lauren.
Yes.
S'il vous plaît, oui, oui, au revoir, bonjour, et t'es ha 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 ha, big guys, compact cars, Vladimir Ducasse.
French.
Qui bislabou, pabo French fries, a tabasaba laba, hasaba.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Vladimir Ducasse.
Yeah, what I just said was that I did big guys and compact cars with Vladimir Ducasse.
Okay. I'm sure all of our French viewers out there understood that fully.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Big Guys and Compact Cars is sponsored by the Knaus Automotive Group, serving the Chicago area since 1934.
Ducasse. Ducasse. That's how you say it, right?
Ducasse.
Ducasse.
Yep.
Gotcha.
This is Vladimir Ducasse, Big Guys in Compact Cars.
So say something in French.
I don't know. If he was somebody I just met,
yeah,
y'all be like, comment allez-vous?
Okay.
Yeah, like, you saying, how you doing?
Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Yeah.
So where you from, originally?
From Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite food over here in the States?
I'm still sticking to that Caribbean kind of food.
I know.
Rice, chicken, that fried plantain.
Am I invited over?
Oh, yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you're invited.
Here we go. What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth.
Now, your homeboy said he brushed his teeth in the morning.
I mean, everybody does, though.
Leno does not. He was in this car, and I was, that whole interview, I was like this the whole time. Like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't even breathe.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I was a young guy, like, my rookie year and, going to my second year, I mean, I just woke up more than my feet, just heading down there, get in the car and drive to work.
You went to UMass, right?
Yeah, I went to UMass, yep.
So how'd you get from Haiti to UMass?
When I first got here, I moved with my uncle. His biggest thing was, send the kids here so they can get a better education. And, the whole thing is that you get education here in the United States, like, you pretty much have a solid education. I was so bored. All I was doing was homework. My GPA shot up to, 3.6, 3.8. So that's why I was like, I got to find something to do because I get bored, because I'm used to, getting homework in Haiti, and it's, per day, you get, it's, 12 books in your backpack. So it's, you have, 12 different homework to do.
What?
Yes.
That's how you get big, huh? You start carrying all those books.
So I got there, started playing basketball a little bit. Tried out my freshman year. Didn't make the team. I kind of had that language barrier, I still didn't understand, all the words fully.
You didn't play no basketball.
I played basketball. I was playing basketball.
Are you nice?
I wasn't that nice. Then that's when I met the football coach, Kevin Jones. Yeah, then...
Oh, yeah. He had an interesting story about you.
Yeah.
About the first time you pancaked somebody.
Oh, man.
So tell everybody what happened.
I mean, I remember it wasn't a game. There was a different time, but we were in the game. All I remember was, knocking somebody down so bad. Then I even, I felt so bad. Then I reached out to help them, man. I was like, everybody was like, no, it's okay. It's a good thing.
Somebody is calling me on my phone.
Hey, man.
This my mom. Oh. How about that? Hey, mom.
Yes,
mom. I'm doing big guys and compact cars right now. I'm working.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm talking to Vladimir Ducasse.
There you go.
Ma, say something in French. Oh, yeah.
That's a good accent. Oui, je parle français.
Yeah, you got her. Nah, she don't know. She don't know how to respond to that.
That's right. That's a good accent.
What else you got, mama?
Je parle. Je parle. Oh, tu parles un peu de français? C'est pas mal. So she's...
Oh!
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right, Ma. Okay. I'm going to call you later.
Okay. Au revoir.
Oh, my God.
You're showing out now. All right.